Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up, government takes delivery of 450,000 barrels of fuel to help address power generation shortfalls and also stabilize electricity supply across the country.
There shouldn't be any cause for alarm. I can tell your authority that we're taking possession of the fuel with 450,000 barrels of sales to you.
Also in this bulletin, Importers and Exporters Association of Ghana upbeat about the recent strengthening of the cedi, saying it could bring much needed relief to the cost of imports.
If customers were using, let's say, 2-3 months ago, were using 14 cedis in calculating the duty, and today customers are using 11 cedis in calculating the duty, that is a good thing. That means that business community have made some savings.
And in the national capital, authorities have deployed permanent national security officers to the New Plan Bus Terminal after squatters returned to the area just 24 hours after being evicted as part of the AMA's decongestion exercise.
To ensure daily routine inspection and enforcement here, and that this place is as clean as it is as at now, nobody will sell here. That is the truth.
And later we'll bring you the heartbreaking story of 10-year-old Sebastina, who is battling both scoliosis and cerebral palsy. She urgently needs 200,000 cedis for a life-changing corrective surgery.
Seeing my child in her uniform going to school means so much, and I need support.
I'll bring you details of these headlines and more in this bulletin. Thanks for choosing us. We are Joy News. Independent, fearless, and credible. I am Hannah Odami. In our first story, the Energy Ministry has confirmed the arrival of 450,000 barrels of fuel to support power generation in the country. This follows an earlier revelation by the sector minister that Ghana had less than 3 days' worth of liquid fuel left for its thermal plants. The fresh supply is expected to bring some relief and also stabilize power across the country. Head of Communications at the Ministry of Energy and Green Transition, Richmond Roxon, says the fuel is enough to keep the plants running for a while, and Ghanaians should not expect any outages due to the fuel shortages.
I can tell your authority that we're taking possession of the fuel with 450,000 barrels of LCO, which would definitely help with powering of our thermal plants and then production or generation of power. And then it's currently at Anchorage. The thing is that when it comes to the fuel, you know, beyond LCO, we still have other liquefied fuels that we depend on, also have natural gas. So it will depend on the demand at every point in time and then what it will be. But definitely will cover us for a long period. And then this is also one of the first parts we expect now to the numerous. So definitely, like it's always been, the ministry will ensure that consistently Ghanaians have stable power supply. Now, what it is that every now and then parcels of fuel are ordered. The only challenge is financing, because if you look at the tariff structure, fuels are not part of the tariff structure. So every now and then we'll have to fall on Ministry of Finance to make provision for funding. And that is what the challenge has been. In the interim, we are putting in measures to ensure that some structural reforms are made so that these problems will be a thing of the past. I mean, Ghanaians have the assurance of the Honorable Minister for Energy and Green Transition that consistently there will be power supply to the people of Ghana for their homes and their businesses as well as industries.
Let's stay on the power sector. Now, the Ghana Grid Company Limited, GridCo, and the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, are assuring residents of Obuasi and New Edubiase of efforts to restore power supply following a fire incident at the Obuasi substation. In a statement, GridCo indicated engineers are currently conducting technical assessments to verify the integrity of the equipment at the affected substation before reconnecting customers to the national grid. Let's listen to Benjamin Chairman Owusu Entry. He's a PRO for the ECG in the Ashanti West unit.
As we speak, the customers are still off. The incident occurred last night at about 9:12 p.m. at the Gridco box supply point. And the box supply point is very significant in our operations because that is where ECG normally meets Gridco to take power supply from and then distribute to our church consumers via our feeders, our distribution lines, and then sometimes the sub-transmission lines as well. So once the box supply point is affected, customers in our near the Biase district and Obuasi district will be affected because that is where they take power supply from. So what we know now is that the fire supply gutted some equipment at the Gridco end of the BSP. And once the Gridco end is shut down, there is no way power can flow through the ECG end for onward distribution. As we speak, the Gridco engineers are on site assessing the extent of damage before they see what they can salvage to restore power supply to enable ECG also distribute power. Our sub-transmission team is also on site together with the Ashanti South maintenance team as well. So all the engineers responsible for restoring power supply are on site as we speak, but would want to apologize to our cherished customers that it's as a result of this fire outbreak, not any deliberate acts, but engineers are working assiduously to ensure power supply.
Now, still in the Ashanti region, the Electricity Company of Ghana has launched a 100-day preventive maintenance exercise on power lines there. That's ahead of the rainy season. The move aims to ensure there is stable power supply during the storms. ECG says it is also cracking down on scrap dealers and others who steal power installations, disrupting electricity supply in the region. There's more in the following reports.
Vandalism and stealing of ECG installations, including transformers, cables and protective equipment, have been on the rise in the Ashanti region, with a recent theft case resulting in the death of one at the Adwatu substation. These stolen items are reported to usually end up as scraps purchased by some artisans at the Swami Industrial Enclave. Manager for the Ashanti West region of the ECG, Engineer George Amwa, highlighted the negative impact of the illicit activity on the operations of the power distributor.
We don't run at all as a company. We need money, okay, for this company to ensure that everything goes on well. We buy transformers, we buy poles, we buy conductors, almost everything that we use, we buy. And it is the same money that we get that we do. So if you steal, it means you're not going to get it. Because when they continue to steal, it's affecting us as a company, it's affecting us as a nation.
Ashanti Regional Chairperson of the Ghana National Association of Garages, Alhaji Lukman Nuhu Apiedu, hinted at the challenges in fighting the thievery. The scrap dealers begin to attack those of us who find out they are selling illegal items like the ECG installations. This is preventing a lot of people from reporting cases of thievery like these. As the rainy season sets in, some exposed parts of the vandalized installations pose danger and imminent power fluctuations in the region.
Right, Kweku filed that report. Let's do some city stories now. The Importers and Exporters Association of Ghana are this afternoon expressing joy following the recent gains made by the city against major trading currencies around the world. The city has appreciated by 2.7% so far this year, currently trading at 11.65 cedis to the dollar. According to Bloomberg, it was the best performing currency in the world in April. Speaking to this development, the Executive Secretary of the Association, Samson Awingobit, told Joy News the gains are a welcome development for businesses which are battling high freight charges and price instability.
If customers were using, let's say, 2-3 months ago, were using 14 cedis in calculating the duty, and today customers using 11 cedis in calculating the duty, that is a good thing. That means that business community have made some savings. Yes, I do know, and I do agree with the exporters who are saying that it is going to affect them. But the point here is that if a government is taking the public policy, you are taking the public policy to benefit the largest society, or you are taking the public policy to benefit only against the few. So I think to positive benefit a lot, it's much better to go with.
Well, Mr. Awingobet also urged government to introduce a fixed rate policy at the ports for a certain period to reduce the uncertainty that traders face when clearing goods.
We are calling on the government that in as much as the city is very stable, they should give us a fixed rate at the port, a fixed rate that can take us for 3 months or 4 months, subject to renewal.
Now, residents along the banks of the Pelele stream at Dichemso in Kumasi are on the edge after floodwaters from Saturday's downpour swept through homes and businesses, endangering lives and property. The affected area, earmarked for the Kumasi Airport City project, highlights yet another broken promise by successive governments to build proper drainage. With the rains intensifying, locals have resorted to desilting gutters themselves. Emmanuel Bright Kweku visited the scene and has filed this report.
On Saturday, homes and shops built along the Pelele stream at Dichemso were inundated, denying residents and traders access to their facilities. Motorists plying the stretch had to battle the heavy water current and wade through the mud after roads were blocked by the floodwaters for several hours. Residents and shop attendants locked by the floodwaters had to seek higher ground to secure goods and protect their lives. I have parked my staff on the fridge and on a higher table. We have nowhere else to go, so we have to endure. When it floods heavily, the water can even carry along the pump stations and some cars. The water may have receded, but the heaps of filth the floods carried are not scenes to miss traveling along the stretch. Heavy tree branches, plastics and other solid waste have choked culverts underneath bridges on the major drainage system running through the enclave. If the water doesn't recede, you have to seek shelter elsewhere. Sometimes when we can't leave, we are compelled to fetch out the water to have a place to sleep. The filth is not the only environmental menace swallowing up the Pelele stream. The only major drain flowing through the community has always been heavily dense with accumulated sand debris.
Every place, baby, on Friday, a fresh rubber cut from in short time, and chef, you can see him crying. Yadani Hokudo, and a dear man for church, and Tia who said, Ebia will be as I said, the baby.
We fetch the sand in the drain for private individuals who wish to build. For years, the residents who live along the stream banked their hopes on successive governments to take drastic measures to halt the floods.
So bridge, you know, omun timi empeja bridge nusu siya gata nede.
If they can't elevate the bridge, they must utilize the drip machine to desilt the
gutters.
Serving as the gateway for international visitors to the Ashanti region, the soon-to-be airport city begs for major infrastructural improvements.
From here at Dichemso in the Ashanti region, my name is Emmanuel Bright Kweku.
Back to the capital, and the Accra Metropolitan Assembly has deployed three permanent national security operatives to the Circle Neoplan bus terminal to prevent the return of squatters. This follows the swift re-encroachment of the terminal by the squatters less than 24 hours after Wednesday's major eviction exercise. Let's go live to the terminal and speak with James Aveji, who's been following the situation since morning. Now, James, what's the current situation where you are?
Well, Hannah, we have just went to Kaneshi and back, but on the situation at the Kaneshi bus stop, order has been restored. We broke the story in the morning at about 8 a.m. when we went to the place to independently verify what the situation is 24 hours after the decongestion. Getting there, we realized that a number of these quarters have brought back their belongings, including boxes in which they keep the items they trade, as well as mattresses and the rest. That is when the officials move in to confiscate all of those items, loaded them onto trucks, and sent them away. They have given the assurance that they are deploying some 3 national security operatives at the place permanently to make sure that they do not return.
So then how is the assembly dealing with all of this, James?
They are hopeful that the deployment of these 3 national security persons, which will be stationed there permanently, to be able to prevent the squatters from coming back to the bus stop, as well as at the Circle Enclave where the decongestion exercise had happened.
It's difficult getting these people out here. So as we enforced the laws yesterday, this morning we got a wind off that they are back again. So we had to come. We got here, we saw that they have resurfaced with a different development with their items. So we had to come again, clean and tidy up the place. Our aim and agenda is to ensure that the bus stop is free, the shoulders of the road is free, the pavements are free.
How do you make it free permanently, considering that they came back?
The director has mandated through the National Security Coordinator, put 3 permanent security officers here to ensure daily routine inspection and enforcement.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
And we are going to ensure that this place is as clean as it is as of now. Nobody will sell here. That is the truth.
James, also tell us about how the squatters are taking all of this.
Well, Hannah, they are not happy. Some of them tell me that they had traveled from other regions in order to do what they call hustle in Accra. And so on the camera, they tell me they are not happy, but they will not speak on camera. So that's what they are feeling. But the AME officials have made them understand that in as much as they have to do their work, law and order needs to be maintained in the city.
Now, yesterday, you also told us that the authorities discovered a den of criminals, and that place is called the Lucifer Village. Tell us more about that, James.
Well, these are persons who are as well, but the information we got is that they have established some sort of secret brothel at a place which the AMA said they will be clamping down soon. We haven't been there today. It is unclear what their plan is, but we are hoping that if this congestion exercise ends, they would be able to bring sanity to that part of Accra or Circle, as they had promised us yesterday.
Thank you, James Aveji there. Also on the ground is Kenneth Jesse, who is following events within the adjacent Kole Klote municipality. Now, tell us about the exercise ongoing there, Kenneth.
Well, this is not a decongestion exercise, but it is for 3 main reasons. For sanitation purposes, stalled and ongoing infrastructure projects, and the aftermath of the flooded the Kole Klote municipality. And it's a joint exercise between the MCE and the MP for the area. And so far, we've been to the Osu Zonal Council office complex, where there's been stalled projects there. The MP and then the MCE have been assessing the area. We've also been to the Ringway electoral area, where the team has been assessing really the deteriorating road infrastructure in that particular area. And then we've also gone to the Odona market to assess the recent impact of the flooding that happened there. And then the 2 leaders will be evaluating the current condition of the pedestrian shopping area, and also monitor progress on the ongoing Garrett project.
Thank you very much, Kenneth JC there, who'll be bringing us more on that development in subsequent bulletins. Let's take a short break here. When we come back, the Ghana Atomic Energy Commission and the Forestry Commission justified their decision to remove 14 trees and prune others on the Atomic Kwabena Road, as it says some of them pose danger to vehicles and road users.
They were given the permission to remove 8 mahogany trees, 6 lucina trees, and prune 43 mahogany trees. So they really contacted us before that exercise.
And later we'll bring you the heartbreaking story of 10-year-old Sebastina, who is battling both scoliosis and cerebral palsy and urgently needs 200,000 cedis for a life-changing corrective surgery.
Seeing my child in her uniform.
Yeah, welcome back, and we start the second half with sports with Mr. Achu.
Well, let's talk youth football, because things have not exactly been great for Ghana. Last week, the Black Satellites lost to Egypt on penalties at the Under-20 AFCON, in the process missing out on the World Cup for a 10th consecutive year. The Black Meteors have also not qualified for the Olympics in 21 years. Now, looking back on the situation that has also affected the National Under-17 team, former Vice Chair of the GFA's Juvenile Football Committee, Sami Enimadu, has identified the lack of proper support systems and government backing as a key factor.
The government must also come in to support financially when it comes to the junior national teams, to camp early, to prepare them early. You are going to play against Morocco or Nigeria, or those people who are playing, the youth teams are going to more competition, getting the right diet, getting the psychologists. Remember, I told you we need psychologists around for these kids, getting the right diet for them, getting the right education for them. So if you do that, you get a result. But sometimes we lack some of these things.
That's Sami Enimadu, former vice chair of the GFA's Juvenile Football Committee.
And that's our sports.
Yeah.
Let's move to other stories. And government has committed to honor the conditions of service agreement signed on the 12th of November last year with 3 university staff unions made up of the Senior Staff Association of Universities of Ghana, the Technical Universities Administrators Association of Ghana, and the Federation of Senior Staff Association of Ghana. It follows approval of the revised allowance rates by the finance minister. The unions, which have declared an indefinite strike over the delays in honoring the conditions of service agreement, I expect to meet soon to decide on calling off or suspending the action. Meanwhile, campuses like KNUSD and the Kumasi Technical University remain quiet as the strike enters day 2. Offices are locked, with critical services, security, laboratories, administration, and hospitals severely affected. And my colleague Maxwell Agbagba joins me in the studio with details of some actions to be taken by the Finance Ministry. What does it say, Maxwell?
Yet, so we have the letter of approval from the Minister for Finance addressed to the Controller and Accountant General's Department and then the Director General of the Ghana Tertiary Education Commission. It says, following conclusion of negotiations between government and the 3 teacher unions, approval is hereby granted for the payment of revised rates of allowances payable to eligible staff of the above stated unions. Now, the effective date of implementation is 1st November 2024. The payment of all other allowances is to be made in accordance with the government approved rates, and Appendix A gives us mm-hmm. those approved rates, Hannah.
But then we also know the heads of all the public institutions have been directed by the Ghana Technical Education Commission to take the needed action on this. What exactly are they to do?
Yes, so in this letter dated today, signed by Professor Ahmed Jinapo Abdullahi, who's the Director General of the Ghana Tertiary Education Commission, GTEC, he says reference is made to the Minister of Finance letter dated 21st May 2025 on the above copy attached. You're hereby requested to take the necessary steps to implement the conditions as stated in the letter immediately.
So earlier you spoke to the chairman of the Senior Staff Association, UCC branch. Briefly tell us what he told you.
Well, Chris Agri, he's excited that government has responded to their calls.
Yesterday, on the 21st of May, after our declaration, it triggered some reaction from government. Immediately, the Minister of Finance, Dr. Kesi Olatunfosun, issued a letter approving of the allowances to be paid to us. And then also, we were waiting for the letter of authorization from GTEC before we know the next line of action to take. Currently, trying to convene a meeting with our National Executive Council to determine the next phase of our strike. We suspending or calling off our strike has got nothing to do with the so-called directive by the National Labour Commission. Not at all. Whatever we are doing, we are guided by the tenets of good reasoning and good faith.
That was Chris Agri, he's chairman of the Senior Staff Association at the UCC branch. Most children grow to live independently, but not 10-year-old Sebastina Mabina Ando. For 5 years, she's been out of school, battling cerebral palsy and scoliosis. She now needs 200,000 cedis for surgery to treat her spine so she can return to the classroom. Irama Akwa was at her home and now reports.
Every morning, 9-year-old Apna Ando pulls at her school uniform, hanging on the door, hoping that today might finally be the day she wears it again. She loves school, but for the past 5 years, the classroom has been just a memory, locked behind the twin walls of cerebral palsy and scoliosis.
We're told to go for a scan at the Kolebu. So after the scan, she was diagnosed cerebral palsy patient. So we realized the back was burning. It's getting scarier because it's growing faster than it used to be.
Apna's world has slowly narrowed. Her spine is now severely curved, a condition doctors say could one day affect her lungs, her movement, and even her life.
If you don't do anything about or you don't intervene at this point in time, the curve will just continue to become bigger. And when the curve becomes bigger, you know, most of the curve is in the thoracic region. It's very likely to affect her breathing because it's in the same region that you have the lungs. So if the curve occupies too much of where the lungs are supposed to be, it's going to affect her breathing.
Only seeing her walking normally again is means so much.
Memorial Day doorbuster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator, now only $999. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.